Hi everyone, welcome to Betch Labbed. I'm Aileen and Jordan and Sammy are not here, but we have Sarah, who's our editor-in-chief, who is a huge fan of Vanderpump. And why is that important? Sarah, say hi.
Hi.
Why is that important is because we have an amazing guest today on our podcast, and her name is
Sheena Shea.
Hi, Sheena. Hi. Really excited that you're here.
Thank you.
Because as all of our listeners, fans, everyone knows how much we love Vanderpump, how much we love talking about it, sometimes talking shit about it.
But I talk shit about it too.
About it. So Vanderpump started.
Yeah.
This is a big season.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like every season it just like we keep just like one-upping ourselves. It's like I don't know if it's ever going to end.
Yeah. I really don't know how.
Not. Yeah.
Like someone like, no, I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
Yeah. Someone has to die for it. So what should we like be looking forward to for this season, or like, just tell us something.
I mean, you know, the same huge, me and the girls fighting and not fighting and making up and breaking up. And
is that stuff real?
It is. Unfortunately, our show is not scripted. There are so many times that I wish I could be like, oh, no, my producer made me do that. Or, oh, that's not real. That's fake. But it's like, no, if we said it, we said it. And if we look like assholes, then we're just assholes. But it really is real.
So it's all this like bullying stuff of you, like that was legitimate.
Oh yeah,
they were like mean.
Mm-hmm.
You're really mean girl, Caddy.
Yeah, right.
How much of like what happens during the off season factors into what we see on camera?
It just depends when, because I mean we really film only in the summer, and then like we have like our interviews and stuff that continue later on in the year, but our storyline only takes place like May to August. So there's a lot of other things that happen.
Right.
But if something happens in September, by the time May comes around, it's probably changed, or something that didn't happen happens in March.
Right.
And then that factors into the season. It just
like,
depends.
In the first episode, Jax was just like, oh, actually, now I'm best friends with James. We're like,
Like, wait,
you're
what?
About to like literally like cut his throat.
I mean, it just depends how much we're hanging out in the off season, if we're working the same shifts. But I mean, for me, like this year with Katie, as you saw in the first episode, there were conversations that her and I had via texting in March that did change the dynamic of our friendship going into filming in May.
What is with rage texting? Why is that the thing amongst this group?
Sometimes I just want to like correct her grammar and send it back and be like, you meant to say this when you called me that. But, I don't get it. I mean, even when she's sober, I still get the rage text. And she's like, I'm not rage texting you, by the way, but here's
she's
a full
of it.
Page of them. I mean, there were some choice words that she used insulting me and saying that I was incompetent and I couldn't comprehend what she was saying and
about
I was pathetic.
Though?
And just there was a podcast I did where I was making a comparison about like our personality or whatever it was. I don't remember. This is like over a year or like almost a year ago. And I was saying, I go, well, the difference with like Katie and I said, one of them is like, she has like fewer, like really close, like solid friendships. And like, I have like a ton of like party friends, acquaintance friends. Like I have a bunch of different groups of girls. And like, I was just making a comparison. I was like, oh, you think I have no friends? I'm like, oh my God, is this what we're fighting over? Like, that's not what I said. I was saying like, unlike me, you go for like quality over quantity, and I have, you know, quality friends as well, but I just have a lot. And it was just, it was the stupidest thing that got so misconstrued. But then she just started insulting me via text. And I'm just like, at that point, I just checked out. I'm like, I'm done. I've tried for 6 years to be y'all's friend. And it's just like constantly, I feel like I'm like disappointing them and then not doing this right. And it just felt like there were so many rules I had to follow to stay friends with them that I just kind of gave up this year.
Do you guys feel like you are always sort of looking for some reason to fight just so that there's like drama?
I think they do that. Yeah. I mean, most of them drink every day and fight every week. And it's just, that's not my style. I don't fight with my friends. And I fight with them constantly. So I'm just like, clearly we're just not meant to be friends, because Ariana, Brittany, Lala, and I, we never fight. We get along. We have fun together.
I mean, it's the same thing with relationships. Like, if you're constantly fighting with your boyfriend, you know you guys should break up.
Yeah.
It's, like, sort of the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the deal? Are you with Rob?
We're not together. Okay. But, I mean, we're still friends. We still talk almost every day. We hang out all the time.
Yeah.
He just spent Thanksgiving with my family. I'm planning on spending Christmas Eve with his. But, yeah, I mean, we're good. We're in a good place. We're just in two very different places career-wise that a relationship isn't good timing-wise, which is kind of our thing. It's, like, never the right time. Okay. But I think we'll figure it out one day.
Was this one of those questions that everyone's asking you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm moving to Vegas in 2 weeks. He is half living in San Francisco working, so it's, like...
No more Vanderpump? What's happening?
Well, no, we film in the summer.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know if we're picked up. We never know if we're picked up this early in the year. I mean, I always hope and assume we will be. Yeah. But I am going to be starring in the Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man comedy in Vegas at the Paris Hotel.
That's
January
amazing.
Through May. Thank
you. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, so I mean, that's going to be a full-time job for me. I'm going to be living there full-time.
And so what are you doing in it?
I'm one of the leads. My character is Robin Brown. I play a professor or a junior-like professor, but I kind of have to step into this role.
Right.
And I mean, it's sexy, it's funny, it's quirky.
That's cool.
The way it starts out, it ends like it's like a 180. I mean, it's a very fun show that I'm happy to be a part of. And
okay, amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's great. Are you going to be singing?
No, it's not singing, thankfully. Okay. There's some dance involved.
Oh, is there?
No singing.
Are you finally like divorced?
Yeah,
entirely?
Yeah, that was finalized like 5 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah.
Because we filed over a year ago.
Why?
But then it wasn't. Just state of California. A lot of people get divorced, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people get divorced everywhere.
Yeah. But especially like because I live east of La Cienega, I had to file it downtown. If I lived west, I could have filed it in Santa Monica and it would have moved faster.
Oh, my God.
But apparently the amount of divorces that go through the downtown LA courthouse aren't
just
a
too
lot.
Much.
So, yeah. But, I mean, it took like... 8-9 months for it to be finalized.
That's crazy. What is he up to now?
I don't know. We don't talk. I know from what I've heard from people who still follow him, like he's in a relationship and he seems to be doing well.
Okay.
And
that's
I mean,
good.
I hope he's happy.
Is your last? What's your last name?
Mine.
Now.
Is it's still Shea.
You're keeping it.
That's my legal name. I mean, it was such a hassle to change it.
I heard that.
or if I get remarried, I will then take that last name.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, there's no reason to go back to my maiden name.
Back,
it is such a hassle because then if I get married, then I'm changing it again. And I don't want to go through that process again until I absolutely have to.
True.
You kind of said some harsh stuff about Shea in the first episode.
See, I didn't, but you see 5 seconds of a 15-minute conversation.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it was taken the wrong way. I was saying this in, like, every other interview I've done this morning, that I don't drink a lot when we film.
Yeah.
So I'm never really drunk on camera. And that night, it was, like, third day of filming. I was there with Rob. It was my birthday. I was just, like, let loose, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had fun, and I got a little drunk, and I was being... very candid with Lisa when I thought no one else was around. And I was just like, kind of.
The camera crew.
They're
hidden.
Yeah, no, it was just, there were so many people there and so much was going on. And I was just like, there wasn't like a camera in my face. So I was just like having a little moment with Lisa being completely candid. And I was just explaining that if you knew me before Shea, you would know that like Rob has always been that person. Like the one that got away, like the one I always wanted to make it work with. And that conversation got taken as like, oh, the whole time I was with Shea, I only wanted to be with Rob. And
right,
I'm like,
no,
that is not what I was saying. I was just like, because it was so frustrating. Everyone's like, oh, you jumped into this. It's too soon. It's this. And I'm like, but you don't know our dynamic. You don't know Rob and I. Like, this is the one person who was like the one that got away. And I always wondered, like, what if? What would our life be like together?
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't discrediting my marriage or how I felt about that. But it did come off that way.
Right. Well, do you feel like Lisa stirred the pot a bit? Like,
yeah, a little bit. But... I mean, at the time, I mean, I married Shea and I was happy. Like, that was my life. I didn't just marry him to have a wedding. And a lot of people say that, and that really pisses me off, too. I'm like, why would I spend, like, $75,000 just to have a wedding just for shits and giggles?
Yeah.
Like, no, he was, at the time, the love of my life. We were best friends. We knew each other since high school. Like, I loved everything about him.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't meant to be. We just eventually kind of grew apart. and Rob and I had ran into each other, and it was just like,
like on DM.
No, at an Aerosmith concert, actually.
Oh my God, literally, they're still like, performing?
It was their last show.
Oh, really?
But out of like the, I don't know, 15,000 people there, we ended up at the same place at the same time, and it was just like, whoa, crazy. Yeah. And then once we did file for divorce and sign the papers, I had reached out and was just like, hey, you want to catch up? And we did, but because it was him, it was easy to just fall back into that relationship again, because he was someone I was already so comfortable with. I knew that his family. Sense. And so when everyone was just like, oh, you're rushing into it, I'm like, but you don't know us. Like, I've known Rob twice as long as I've known any cast member on Vanderpump Rules. So none of them knew me when him and I were together before. Any of my friends from 10 years ago, the second they heard I was talking to Rob again, they're like, oh my God, because they knew what a big deal that was for me. So I was just trying to relay how important he is in my life, and that came across as bashing Shay. And then I made a joke. I said bigger and better. Like, everyone just assumes I'm talking about that.
I forgot about that.
But I'm like,
that
oh
was
my
definitely
God.
What I meant.
If you saw after, I'm laughing. Like, I'm joking. But again, people take things so serious. It's like, oh, putting your ex's manhood on blast. I'm like, oh my God, it was a joke, people. Right. Like, he has a bigger ego. He has a bigger house. Like, it could be taken in a lot of different ways, but it was just.
Does he have a bigger house?
It's a joke. Yeah, you'll see his house this season. I mean, it's huge.
That's exciting.
But it was a joke. I mean, he's taller. Like, you could have taken that anyway. Whatever.
I mean, also, if you were, like, playing it safe on TV, then the show wouldn't be interesting.
Exactly. So. It wouldn't be. And I know in, like, those interviews, it was, like, they were trying to get more out of me. It was, like, well, tell us about your sex life. Tell us. And I'm, like, oh. And I'm, like, oh, my God, Rob's parents are going to watch this. Like, I don't want to say too much. But I end up giving in. And I don't know what interview bites they're going to use. But I definitely said more than bigger and better. So if that's what I'm already getting shit for, I'm, like, ugh.
Happy holidays, Sammy.
Happy holidays, Amy.
I'm really excited for, like, all of these holiday parties and, like, vacation, but I feel like I need to lose, like, 3 pounds. Or, like, I just need to be healthy because I keep eating at all these holiday parties, and I just, like, really need to get back to my healthy streak, you know what I mean?
And, yeah, and be ready for vacation. Okay. And yeah. So what have you been doing?
Okay, so I figured out what to do to keep me healthy.
What, like, are you going
to
do?
Okay, so there's a thing called HelloFresh.
Yeah.
And they, like, send meals to you. It's like a meal delivery kind of service. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, healthy foods. Like, if you choose them to be healthy.
Right.
And it's, like, it's really convenient. Like, you can choose your delivery day for, like, based on, like, our schedule. Because my schedule is always changing and it's crazy. I don't know when I'm going to be home. Like, you can pause the account if, like, you know that, like, you're going away on vacation, for example. Because I plan to, like, continue it through, like, past vacation. Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Yeah, right? Like, so it's, like, it goes through my resolutions.
Absolutely.
The best is that it's it's already pre-packaged, so it's not like you don't have to, like, scoop a a cup of whatever. Like, it's already comes to you, like, here's half a potato that you need for, like, this healthy, well, potato's not a good example for health.
Right. Sweet potato.
Sweet potato. Here's, like, half of a sweet potato for your, like, sweet potato mash or something like that.
Yeah.
And
what I like about them is that their meals are really balanced and that they change every week.
Yeah.
And that they're, like, a full meal. That,
have you tried it?
Yeah, I have tried it. So I've actually, the best one I did so far was the black bean quesadilla.
Oh, that's good.
Like, I really like Mexican, and Mexican is one of those things that, like, it's really hard to do on your own because you don't necessarily have all the right flavorings, but they provide everything for you.
That's
and
great.
It was, like, really, really easy. And, like, I made for my boyfriend and pretended like it was my own creation.
I mean, it technically is. You cooked it.
Well, then he found the wrapper from HelloFresh.
Well, so. my favorite one was the chili, because it was so good and I felt like I was eating, like, really healthy food. It wasn't, like, pre-made chili, like, from a restaurant. It was, like, homemade, but then
they made,
like,
it easy
it was
for you.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. So if you guys want to prepare for your New Year's resolutions and have healthy, balanced meals all through December and the rest of your life, you guys should try out HelloFresh. Basically, just go to HelloFresh.com and enter the code SLAPPED30 and you'll get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. So
yeah,
you should probably order the most that week when you have a discount.
And you can, like, select anything that you really want. Like, you can just choose, like, either it's classic or, like, if you're a vegetarian, they have a vegetarian option. If you're feeding a whole family or you're just really hungry that week, you could choose family. And yeah, so it's, like, really, really, they have a really great selection, really flexible. Yeah. So again, Sammy, what was that code?
It was HelloFresh.com. Use the code SLAPPED30 to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
Okay, I'm really excited for everyone to try it because I loved it.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Can you ask them to like not to just like film something?
No, because then if you say that, then they want to film it that much more.
Oh, right.
So really? I've learned not to do that. And just cross your fingers and hope it doesn't make it on.
Just like, that's intense.
Yeah.
Who are you like the closest with right now? Like friends?
Ariana, Brittany, and Lala equally as close. So that's like
Brittany was
my
here
tribe.
Yesterday. She's so fucking sweet.
I know.
She's like the sweetest person.
If I ever meet someone who says they don't like her, like you're a serial killer.
True.
She's the sweetest person in the world.
It gives me hope that like you don't have to be a huge bitch to be on television. You know what I mean?
No, she's a good balance.
There's hope for you, Aileen. There's hope. No, sometimes I can be bitchy.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I have to ask this one thing. I don't know if people are asking. Asking you the Stassi like scandal with like the sexual harassment thing on her podcast. Do you like know anything about it? Like, what are your thoughts?
I think Stassi says a lot of things without thinking about them. Mm-hmm. I think she can be quite ignorant with topics that are very sensitive. I'm a person where if I'm not completely educated on something, I'm just not going to speak about it, especially being a public figure.
Right.
And she just has no filter, and that bites her in the ass a lot of the times. Yeah. But it's like...
That was pretty bad.
I mean, even the title of it, like, are we on a male witch hunt? And then the things she was saying, it was just like...
She essentially said yes.
Yeah. And I mean, she says she's a girl's girl and she's a feminist and all this, but then...
Yeah.
The way she talks about certain things is just...
It's like
very
not
smart.
The exact thing. Did you like listen to it and you're like,
no.
Oh. Ugh,
I can't listen to anyone's voice for an hour. It's not just her, but I'm more of a visual person. If I could have watched it, I may have been more likely to, but reading the excerpts was enough.
Do you watch
for me.
The show like when it's on?
Our show?
Yeah.
We get it sent to us ahead of time.
Okay.
So I'll usually like fast forward through certain parts and just see like, okay, what am I going to get shit for this week? And then sometimes I'll watch it. Sometimes I won't.
I can't imagine. If I was on a reality show, I would, like, literally just watch it like this.
Yeah.
Like,
I would not watch it.
I couldn't. I don't even listen to this podcast after.
I'll have, like, my mom or, like, Ariana or Lala watch it first and, like, give me feedback. I mean, like, okay, well, you kind of look like an asshole here, but, like, you look great here. And then, you know, this happens and this. And I'm like,
how do you feel about your edit overall? Do you think it's fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. There are certain things, though, that I think people just... don't get my humor, or I talk a lot. I'm not great all the time with like sound bites and keeping things short. So I'll be explaining something for 5 minutes and then you only get 30 seconds of it. And I'm like, yeah, but if you heard the other like 4.5 minutes, you would understand what I was trying to say. So that's the only thing that's frustrating. But I mean, it's what I signed up for. That's my job. And I love my job. So,
okay.
So Aileen, how's your holiday shopping going?
It's going really badly because I keep spending more money on myself and not any money on other people. So now my, like, I just keep, I'm like in debt.
So you're poor now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I know just the thing that can help.
Oh yeah. What is that, Sammy?
It's a free browser extension called Honey.
Oh, wait, what's that mean?
Okay, so this thing called Honey, basically it's a browser extension that you download. It's available for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. Not sure about Internet Explorer, but if you're using that, I feel sorry anyway, and you should just upgrade. Basically, what you do is you install it into your browser, and it effortlessly saves you time and money while you're shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. Basically, what it does is the app, which is installed in your browser, runs through discount codes for you, and applies them automatically to any sort of online orders you're doing. So you don't have to look on these other weird websites to like find codes that never work, because Honey will just automatically apply them for you. And it's really saved.
So amazing.
It's actually saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. And on average, Honey members save $34 per month shopping online with Honey.
Oh, that's so like literally I just click twice and I have... Like, I've saved money.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you have to, like, spend the money.
Right. I
so
get
you
that.
Didn't really save it, but you saved
but
in
I
theory.
But I saved in theory.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. They also work with Amazon. They factor in Amazon Prime shipping, and they do price drops. So they inform you when the price on Amazon has dropped, which also saves you money because I'm sure you order a lot from Amazon.
Okay. Yeah. No, I do.
Yeah. So do you want to know how you do this?
Yeah. So that was my second question.
Oh, my God. Did I read your mind just now? Oh, my God. So you can join Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/betchespod. That is joinhoney.com/betchespod. BETCHESPOD. And for those of you who are curious, honey is spelled HONEY, not HUNNY, like the passive aggressive thing you would call someone you hate.
Well, I'm really excited. So thanks, Amy.
Yeah, shop honey.
So we do this thing called Dear Betch where people have been like emailing us questions for advice about like love, career, everything since like 2011.
Oh, wow.
So now we answer them on our podcast and we like love having like guests like chime in. So, okay. I'll read this one. Okay. Dear Betch, you are amazing and wonderful and I love you guys so much. You make driving to work so much better and have the greatest advice and always make me laugh, and thank you for that. We also tell them to give us praise. So here's my problem. I'm recently single. The guy was my best friend and we dated for 6 months and now he doesn't talk to me. Completely crushed and basically I'm done with feelings. Once the world found out I was single and I was hit up by four different... Oh, this is bad writing. Once the world found out I was single, I was hit up by four different people. Three guys, one girl. I'm bi, by the way. I don't really have feelings for any of them because, feelings are dumb. Anyway, needs to see a therapist. Anyway, basically, I've been playing them hardcore. The one guy, who is the most persistent out of all of them, has a girlfriend who doesn't live here. I don't really care about her because it's not like I don't have feelings for him, and he's not, this is really difficult, and he's not the one who came on to me. He's taking me out for dinner and buying me a vape. He doesn't, he thinks, I don't know,
people.
He thinks by doing this, he'll finally win me. Little does he know, one of the other guys is buying me Victoria's Secret and Pink Stuff.
Stop it.
And taking me to brunch.
Victoria's Secret.
I don't even know. That's all. And you taking need, me to brunch. And the other guy is constantly flirting with me and the girl sexting me 24/7. None of them know about each other and I have no feelings for any of them. She sounds like the serial killer.
So, ask if she likes Britney.
So here's my question. Does it make me a bad person for using them to get these free things? Am I a total fuck girl? This is a good question.
Yes.
Or am I just a normal heartbroken girl? Sincerely, fuck girl or bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I was like with her in the beginning of that, and I was like, girl, I get it. I feel it, like heartbreak. But then the rest of it, first of all, don't date someone who has a girlfriend. Just like, someone else's boyfriend isn't your.
That's number one. I feel like definitely don't. Plus, you have like three different people on like your back burner. That was a lot happening. Should we summarize? There's one girl. She is recently single. She is now hooking up with a lot of people. But mostly because she's really depressed about the other guy who's like sort of ghosted her.
Yeah, that's using them to buy her stuff that she could buy for herself. That's kind of the heart of it. A vape and Victoria's Secret. We're talking under $50 here, people.
He's buying you a car. It's like he's buying you a
vape. Yeah, it's not like a Louis Vuitton vape, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you could even get a vape like on Postmates. You can't. But I like the question is like, is she a fuck girl? Because like, everyone always talks about these fuck boys and like, who's the opposite? What's the girl version? And I feel like this is
I feel like that's kind of the epitome of it.
Just like using people, right?
I feel like if you acknowledge that you're using people for material things and have to ask if you're being a bad person, you already know the answer.
Exactly. Maybe she should see a therapist because that she would really be beneficial. Like, has said that she hates feelings about five times in the span of like one paragraph.
There's this other person, but I don't have feelings. And the other person still don't have feelings.
Yeah.
You might have feelings if you have to constantly tell everyone that you don't.
Right. Right. I mean, how do people, I mean, a lot of people deal with like grief and that kind of stuff like differently.
Yeah.
So how did you like deal with like your breakup?
I mean, I'm still dealing with it. Yeah. You know, I've never stayed friends with someone after breaking up with them, but because Rob and I have such a long history together and we love each other so much, it's like, we're still going to be in each other's lives. I don't want to cut off communication. Neither does he, but it doesn't make things easier.
Right.
I mean, it's difficult. It's complicated, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I feel like it's not easy.
No.
But so she's definitely a fuck girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would also just like to add to this reader that this guy who has this girlfriend is not trying to get in a relationship with you because he's buying you shit. Because if that were the case, he would have already dumped his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's just trying to fuck around on the side.
Yeah.
And if he's cheating on her, he'd cheat on you.
Yeah, totally. So. He's not worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, speaking of cheating, what's going... No, sorry, I'm just staring off into the left. Speaking of cheating, what, like, this whole thing with Jax being a cheating on Britney.
Yeah.
They seemed really happy yesterday when they were here, but, like, I was afraid that that was a spoiler alert, but, like, the fact that they were here and, like, jolly.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Been a roller coaster with them for sure. I think the... Is this like live right now?
No. Okay. You can tell us to remove
Okay,
things.
So I mean, what happened with him and Faith was like in March. We started filming in May. Okay. And now it's December. So a lot of time has passed for her to kind of
get over it.
Not get over it necessarily, but just to deal with it and soak it in. Uh-huh. And for a while, it wasn't easy for them. I mean, he was just being a complete ass. But I've really seen a change in him. Okay. His dad is really sick right now. He's battling stage 4 cancer.
Oh, shit.
And I think that's something that's been kind of a wake-up call for Jax. Like, life is too short. And, like, if you have someone close to you who you love, like, why are you fucking around?
He's, like, amazing. She's, like, amazing for him. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's too good for him.
Too good.
He knows it. Everyone knows it. But that's the thing with Jax is he feels like... he is such a bad person that he doesn't deserve to have something good, so he self-sabotages. Right. And it's like, No, you have a good heart, and you are a good person who just does bad things.
Right.
But if he could just, like, accept love and just stop doing bad things, like, he could have
maybe
a successful relationship.
Also needs to see a therapist.
He does. And it's like, he'll go, like, twice, and then he won't go for a year. And it's like,
he thinks he's
that
better
doesn't
enough.
Count.
Yeah. Like,
not good enough. You need more than two sessions. Yeah.
That's
like
true.
Two sessions a day.
Oh, sweet Britney.
Yeah. Poor Britney.
Poor Britney.
Hey, Betches. If you previously listened to the show, you've heard us talk about Framebridge. We know the holidays are coming up, and they make it super easy and affordable to custom frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the photos on your phone. You can even upload directly from
Instagram. Yeah, it's really exciting. We even framed our whole office with Framebridge, so we're really excited to give you this offer. It's go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCHES, that's BETCHES, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So that's framebridge.com, promo code BETCHES.
Yeah, it's a really great gift, and it's really easy. All you have to do is upload your photo from your computer, or you can do directly from your Instagram feed, or you can even mail them in a physical photo. They'll provide you with the packaging to make it easier for you, and that'll all be free. You can preview what your frame will look like online in any frame style, so you know what you're getting kind of before you get it. And their designers will even help you. You can do like a little chat thing.
Yeah, so it's one of a kind. I think everyone's really wanting this because everyone's really lazy and doesn't want to frame their photos. And this is like the best option to do it. They send it to you framed. And just you can get started like right now and just go to framebridge.com. Use promo code BETCHES.
It's also for good for a last minute gift because they come in days, not months or weeks or months, whatever. And they deliver it directly to you or your loved ones, along with a handwritten gift note. And it's also pretty like inexpensive. The frames start at $39 and all shipping is free. So, and also if you're not happy, they'll give you your money back and there's a happiness guarantee, so you're all good. Mm. So be sure to go to framebridge.com and use promo code BETCHES for 15% off.
Okay, let's play some games because that's really fun.
Okay.
This is a really good one. Do you want to read the first Would You Rather?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I scrolled up to the wrong thing. Okay. Would you rather have Jax be a father to your children or Tom Schwartz defend you from a home intruder?
Tom Schwartz.
Defend you from a home intruder.
Yeah.
He would hide behind you.
I do not want Jax Taylor jeans in my children.
Okay.
Like, no.
Well, that says a lot.
I would rather watch Schwartz try and fight an intruder. I think that would be entertaining.
What about Jax's jeans are really that awful?
I mean, nope. No.
Yeah, I feel like I agree just because I'm feisty myself and I could just beat the shit out of this home intruder myself.
Yeah, see, I feel the opposite because, I mean, Jax could father my child, but he doesn't have to do anything other than paying me child support. So
That's fair. You'll have
but
a very
are we talking
child.
Like artificial insemination or do you have to sleep with him? Because that's like on a whole
you have
other
to
level.
Sleep.
No.
The
no.
sex has to happen.
Schwartz, all day long.
Yeah, Schwartz is cute. Okay, shoot, fuck, marry. Peter, Ken, and Lisa. And if you don't want to say fuck, you can say
make sweet love to?
I have to shoot one of them?
Peter, Ken, or Lisa.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Peter. I'm going to shoot you because I'm going to marry Ken and I'm going to fuck Lisa.
Okay. What's the deal with Peter? Yeah, like, why isn't he on the show? Why isn't he hooking up with anyone?
He is. And okay. I mean, he did film a lot with us this summer. He went on the trip with us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he just... Peter is a very interesting person.
Okay.
He has his, like... quirks, and he's kind of weird, but he's such a gentleman, and like he's like the manliest guy on our show.
I think he's kind of hot. Yeah,
he is. I mean, he shaved the beard and cut his hair, and it's like a whole new man,
right?
But him and I were neighbors. We're very, very good friends. We're actually working on a couple projects together on like a production side right now.
Cool.
And I mean, I love him. I would never want to shoot him, but in this case scenario,
he's dead.
Peter's got to go.
True. Okay. Who do you think would make a better president, Donald Trump or James Kennedy?
James Kennedy.
So James Kennedy for president?
James Kennedy 2020.
What do you think his campaign would be like?
Like, I don't know. I think everything would just say, like, vote for white Kanye. White Kanye for president.
Kanye, white Kanye 2020. You're right here first.
Right? Does he really think he's white Kanye?
Yeah, but it's like that's one of the things about James that some people find annoying and I find hilarious because it's like he's so over the top and just thinks he's so cool. But it's like he is talented. He is cool. He just lets it go to his head too much that I just laugh it off. But some people are like, oh, my God, he's so obnoxious. He's so conceited. He's so cocky. But it's like to me, it's funny.
Right. I don't know. I think like some of the things he says, it's like such entertaining shit.
Oh
like
my God, yeah,
like all of, because he'll just, he has quotes. No filter, and he'll just like say offensive things to people's faces, and like all the things he says behind people's back he'll say to their faces, which is kind of commendable in some ways.
Totally admirable.
But also really shocking.
There's one thing he told me, he said in one of his interviews, that I feel like will be on one of the next couple of episodes. And
what is it?
I don't want to spoil it, but I was just like, oh, my God, that's so sad. But that's so good. Like, it's so funny. But who he says it about, I felt kind of bad. But he has those good ones.
Yeah. Like, no, what was it? Like, when they were and when you guys were, like, at a club or something, and he just, like, told Katie she wasn't looking good.
Oh, yeah. He asked her, like, when she was due.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's exactly the
like,
quote.
Should you be drinking, darling? Aren't you expecting? When do you do? And it was like, oh, my
that's
God.
That's also, like, the most creative way to insult someone.
Yeah.
The shade level is really admirable.
Seriously.
Really admirable.
I think that was, like, our first night of filming last season. It was just, like, he just came in and just
really wanted airtime.
Yeah. It worked.
Okay. Do you want to do the next?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're going to do shoot, party, BFF. Katie, Stassi, Kristen. So you have to shoot one, party with one, and be best friends with the other.
Best friends with Kristen. Hmm. Party with Stassi and shoot Katie.
Okay.
So do you feel like Kristen has, like, changed?
Yeah, she's
because she seems to be slipping back into her old, like, meddling ways.
Yeah, and that's just one of the reasons why I've kind of taken some space from them is just I'm so over people trying to tell me how to be a good friend and what I should do and what I shouldn't say. And it's just like, how about you worry about yourself and your own relationship that's not perfect?
Right.
Like, don't worry about me and Rob. Don't worry about Katie and Tom. Don't worry about Stassi and Patrick. Worry about yourself.
Right.
And it's just so annoying because, like, you'll see a lot this season of her meddling in my relationship. And I'm just, like, sitting there. There's this one scene that we filmed that, I don't know, probably, like, maybe episode 4 or something.
Mm-hmm.
As she's telling me this story about Rob, and I'm just sitting there, like, my hair was in the tightest ponytail ever. I had just gotten Botox. There's no expression. I'm sitting there like those dolls where you, like, move their head and they, like, blink their eyes, and I'm just like, are you done? Are you done? Like, okay, like, I'm not going to entertain this, so, like, I'll let you finish talking, and then we're done?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
She, like, do you guys, like, plan a conversation that, like, okay, we're going to have a sit-down, this has to be filmed, and, like, now she's going to tell me off? Or, like, is that...
No.
Like, no, is it...
No, because I had no idea what I was walking into then.
Okay.
I
mean, it seems like a bad time to have a conversation when you can't move your face. Right? Yeah.
That's fair. Very fair. Okay. What is... okay, our last question. Would you rather Kristen be your children's babysitter or James Kennedy be your meditation instructor?
See, I think Kristen would be a great babysitter, but I kind of, like, would love to see a James Kennedy meditation.
I would just love his voice.
I think that would be funny.
I just have his voice in my head going, la, la.
Like, la, la.
Like, that's just all, whenever I think of him, I'm just like,
that'll be your, like, mantra. Yeah.
Right? La, la. Namaste, la, la.
On that note, I think that we are so happy that you're here. Thanks. Thank you for coming. We had so much fun.
Oh, this is so cute.
Thank you.
I've been, like, dying to come.
Everyone here, should check out our Betches Insta story. We'll be doing fun shit with Sheena. And yeah. And watch
the recaps on Tuesday.
Yes, watch our. Yes, please read our Vanderpump Rules recaps because they're funny. if Sarah does say so herself. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.